Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, here we are on the second edition of the Man Cave, a special edition of Hollywood Connections. Dawn Reese is on assignment. She's up in Washington, D.C. She's looking for the next supermodel for the United States. And she's hunting it down, and she's going to take home some good trophies. Let's hope so. Anyways, we are here. I have Tommy and John in the house. Say hello, fellas.
What's up, John?
How you doing?
Hey, everybody. We got a great show. Really excited about today. Today, we have one of the boat racers with us for the Clearwater high-speed boat races. He happens to be the youngest driver in the race. He's 19 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, 19.
He's a very impressive young man.
I don't even remember what I did at 19 years old. You know, but,
yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool show.
We can't talk about that right now.
Yep. We also have, we're going to be talking more about backyard barbecues.
Absolutely.
By the way, like I said, you're coming tonight. I made brats. They've been cooking for hours now, simmering for hours. So they're going to be phenomenal. We're going to be talking about solar power with Troy Yarborough for your home, especially after the hurricanes, man. Could you imagine it would have been like to have solar power when the hurricanes hit? You don't have to worry about anything. You know, I mean, you really don't, because you have power. It's the same thing as, you know, you don't need a line. So
Right. We're
going to be talking about solar power and the benefits and some of the costs and stuff like that. So and how it actually is beneficial to you and your family.
So absolutely. So but let's talk about a couple things that are important right now. We have, our thoughts and prayers go out to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands and St. Croix. You know, all those people, we have, you know, it's important for us to donate, go to your local donation facilities and give what you can. It will make it there and it will get to the people. We know how bad it was without power for 3 days, 5 days. Let's think about for months.
Matter of fact, my company is doing something really cool for Puerto Rico. They're doing a food drive at my office. It's Secure Pro. We do home theaters and alarms and all the voltage in homes. Great company to work for, great group of guys, but we have a couple of guys from Puerto Rico that have been working with it. They also work with a lot of charities and churches. They do dinners for the needy and stuff. Go ahead, we got another.
Yep. And also, we need to talk about a licensed contractor. So important these days. We have a lot of people trying to take advantage of a really difficult situation that we are in with the big storm damage, whether you had catastrophic damage or just minimal damage. It's just real important to have a licensed contractor. Gulf Atlantic Construction, great friends of mine, really good people to work with. We always get it done in the numbers. His name is Don Donahue, 727 215-9918. And licensed Florida contractor is important. If not, you can set yourself up for a disaster and lawsuits. And right now the cleanup is where most people get hurt after a hurricane. Most people can survive the storm. The cleanup is the worst part.
Right. While we were talking about contractors last show too, and same contractor, I'm going to tell you what a lot of people don't realize is when they say use a licensed contractor, it's not just to have a good guy on your site, which it is part of it. But let's say he has employees, and one of those employees, if you don't have a licensed contractor, fall, get hurt, anything, they can sue you as the homeowner.
Absolutely.
If you don't have a licensed contractor doing the work, okay? And the other thing is it protects you, because if something goes wrong, it gives you somewhere to go to complain that they can, and they take it seriously. When you go to the contractor's board, they will pull the contractor's license
if
he does not do what he's supposed to do. So that's why you want to use a licensed contractor. Okay.
Absolutely. Yep. You put the nail right on it.
And a couple easy ways to make sure that you're using a licensed contractor is to check the contract. Make sure you're looking at the business cards or any type of print media that they use to advertise. Make sure that their licensed CGC number's on there, mm-hmm, or their specialty.
And you can Google that CDC number, and it'll tell you if it is active or it is inactive.
Right.
So all this numbers, the computers are really good at updating things these days really quickly. So it's real easy. Just as a homeowner, you need to do a little bit of due diligence to make sure you protect yourself and you don't set yourself up for big problems.
Exactly. What else we got?
And MyPillow.com. Wife and I, we love these pillows. They're great. We fight over them. Go online if you'd like to order some. The code name is Beach. Imagine that for Dawn. Beach.
All right,
she loves the beach. And we love the AquaVault is another product we really get behind. The AquaVault.com, and code name is Hollywood for that. And that gives you peace of mind when you're out swimming in the water. You can secure your valuables better than wrapping it up in a towel or stuffing them in your shoe. You can actually put them in a small, secure type vault that attaches to like your lounge chair. Nobody's going to run off with the big, giant lounge chair, you know. So, but we really get behind it. We go to these water parks and we go to the beach all the time, and we bring our aqua vaults with us just so I can put my wallet in it and my wedding ring and all my stuff that's important and go out swimming and not have to worry about somebody swiping my stuff, you know. I mean, let's just keep a honest man honest by securing your stuff. Remember that Full Metal Jacket with the Foot Locker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you know, two things. The MyPillow, again, Dawn and Bert gave me one of the pillows as a present, and it is, the kids fight over it. My wife fights over it. It's just a really nice way to sleep. And on the lock, I mean, if you go into Clearwater, there's actually a sign that they put up, a big electric sign that says, lock up your items.
Yep. Okay? Lock your valuables.
Lock your car doors, lock up your items. If you don't think that if you drive onto the beach and somebody follows you and they see you're going to go into the beach and they see you take your car keys and your wallet and put it in your shoe, because, you know, nobody looks in your shoe, it happens. It happens all the time. That's why the police put up the sign.
Yeah.
Okay? And, but with this, it eliminates that problem. You know, you can lock up your stuff, go to the beach. You know your keys are going to be there when you get back, and you're not going to drop them in the sand and not be able to find them either.
Absolutely, know? Yeah. But, it's a great, great tool, peace of mind.
Yep.
You know, we spend a lot of money to go on vacation. We spend a lot of money to go to the beach. Let's enjoy ourselves and be able to relax.
Yeah, and when something happens like that, man, it just ruins your vacation. You know,
absolutely.
So this stops your vacation from getting ruined.
AquaVault.com.
Yeah.
Code name Hollywood, and it's a great company to work with. They'll put your orders in. They'll get them out lickety split for you. And let's go on to the next topics. We got a boat race, don't we?
Yeah, we got a boat race, guys. Tomorrow, I'm always been thrilled when the boat races come, and we always watch, and man, they draw a crowd. I talked to the promotions department today, and I was asking about what's the best way to come down to the beach and view the races. And their VIP passes are pretty much taken up, but they said go to the pier. Pay $3 to get on the pier and watch the race from the pier. And it's standing room, but the boats go right by the pier. Okay. We also, are we ready for our... my phone's okay. All right, so guys, we got a really special guest. We're really excited about it. The kid's probably got more guts than most people I know.
Absolutely, getting one of those boats and going that fast. What do you say?
He is 90? With the what's the name here?
He's Team Allen Lawn Care and Landscaping.
Team Allen Lawn Care and Landscaping, and you can go to Team Allen Lawn Care and Landscaping.com. And he is the youngest driver in the race. We're going to be rooting for him tomorrow. We're going to be out watching. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Bert, I know you wanted to ask a few questions right off the bat.
Well, Andre, thanks for coming in and joining our race here in the community. You guys came in all the way from Missouri.
That's right.
And is this part of your... do you do like a whole circuit, you know, for like all the big cities, like down in South Florida? Is this like a big tour that you start on?
It starts out, and I think there's five different races. So it started out in Florida in Cocoa Beach, and then we did a different sanction in Lake of the Ozarks, and then went to Cleveland, and then Michigan City, Indiana, and then we're back here in Florida again. For the national championship race. And then Key West is in about a month from now, and it's three different races. And then other than that, that's it. That's the whole circuit for us.
Is this race televised too? Is this an ESPN televised race? I believe it is. I've seen it.
You know, I don't really know. I don't think that it is, to be honest.
It's still a really cool thing to see, guys. It's awesome. Now, I got to ask you. You're 19 years old, okay? Yeah. And at 19, I'm going to tell you, I don't even remember what I was doing at 19. You're never going to forget what you were doing at 19, okay? No. You must have friends, too, that just say, dude, you really do that? You know, I mean, what kind of thing do your friends say that you drive a high-speed boat?
Well, when I tell my friends stuff like this, most of them don't even know what it is. So I kind of have to show them pictures and videos and explain it. And I mean, it's crazy to them that
there's a couple of Xbox games they can play.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
about it. That's yeah. I mean, that's about as far as I've gone in the boat yeah. racing thing. You know, that's just like I said. I'm just absolutely amazed. And now, when did you start? How did you start?
So. It's me and my dad in the boat. It's a two-man team. He throttles, I steers. And even before he was born, he was into racing, I guess. And then also going down to Lake of the Ozarks with his family.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always been around boats. He's always wanted a fast boat. And then finally at the Lake of the Ozarks, there was a race. And he went to the first one, and he just kind of got hooked on it somehow and then came home and asked me, do you want to do this with me? So I just said, yeah, let's go. And then we went out and looked at a boat in Michigan and picked it out, decided it was for us. And this was last year. And then just kind of got our feet wet last year in this, and then decided to step our game up this year. And so,
what's the best thing that's happened to you during your whole racing career? And it's only been a year. But you're only 19.
Yeah.
So what so far is the best?
The best thing is traveling around, I think. You get to see all sorts of cities, different people. And I guess most kids my age wouldn't get to say that they've been to Florida three times in 1 year. And this year, this is our second time. And we'll be back for Key West. And just because we're racing, it's a lot of work, we still get to enjoy Florida. So I think that's my favorite part.
It is cool to travel, man. That's one of the things we love to do. We're big boaters, but like I said, we're sailboaters. Don't get me wrong, I'm a power boater too at heart.
Yeah.
That's what I started on.
Let me ask you. I got to ask. So, you know, growing up being in sports my entire life, playing baseball and, you know, football and the camaraderie and everything like that. I know this isn't exactly – it's just you and your dad on one team. Yeah. But how's the community? What's going on with that? How are they treating you being the youngest kid? What's some of the – are they pranking you or how are they treating you?
I guess I get a lot of the attention sometimes that I don't always like. but – I don't think that people just, I think they just kind of look over that sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know why, but it's just kind of never, they ask me about it, but then they're like, oh, I mean, maybe it's not really that big of a deal, but they just don't know that how much, I guess, work we put into stuff like this.
Yep. Just always busy working on the boat, yeah, so not too much time.
I don't think the whole age thing matters. It's just kind of a number to us right now, so. Yeah.
All right. I've got one for you that I want to find out because a lot of people don't realize how dangerous that sport can be, and it can be. What is the scariest thing that's happened to you so far?
You mean just in me and my dad?
Well, racing or practicing or whatever. What's the scariest thing that's happened out there in the water?
I guess scariest thing that happened to me and my dad was in Cocoa Beach this year, the first race with this new boat. We had a coil flew off when we were going in a turn, and we didn't have any power to get through the turn, and we kind of half spun out the boat. And I mean, it wasn't that violent, but it was the most violent thing we've been through.
So. It's a nice boat, man. I saw it today. We were looking at it, and there's a picture of it on my Facebook. I'm sure there's going to be one on the website here. Mm-hmm. But man, we're really really excited about watching you tomorrow, man. We're going to be out in the water. Yeah, awesome. Watching you.
Awesome.
So, do you know what time you start? Or
yes, our class specifically is at noon.
Okay.
Along with one other class, production 3, we're production 4, and then at 1:30, two other classes go out, and then three classes go out at 1:30, and at 3, I think, 3 more classes go out. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good news, everybody. Now you know when to come and see him. You know, look for the boat. Man, like I said, we're going to be out there rooting. We became fans just because of your dude. You're 19.
Yeah.
You know. So
look for us out there.
So tell us the name of your boat.
Our boat right now, it is a 30-foot Phantom. It's a guy. His name is Will Smith. He makes them out of. Just out of Florida here, and we found it in Oregon, trailered it all the way down here, and it was a pleasure boat to begin with. We just tore it all apart and made it what we wanted, make a race boat out of it, and we've had some pretty good success with it.
What size motor, what motor you got?
The motor is a 540 big block, so right. In the specifications for the class that we're in, it has to be a naturally aspirated motor. They don't limit you on horsepower, but speed.
Yeah.
So it's about 750 horse. And to keep things fair or even in this class, they make it a breakout speed of 80 mile an hour. So most people might think, well, if everyone goes 80 mile an hour, how is that competitive? Or how do you win over against the guy that's next to you? But there's a lot of other things involved, like getting through a turn or when it's rough, and also keeping it under that 80 as best as you can.
So. A lot of racers don't understand. I raced motorcycles back in the day. Even though you're in a class where the motors are the same, the horsepower may not be, it's the skill of the driver and the throttle guy.
Yes.
Knowing when to throttle up, knowing when to throttle down. I mean, if you've even played video games, you know that if you don't start right when you're supposed to start, everybody else takes off ahead of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Or if you take off too soon, that's a bad thing. You know. But I mean, there's a lot of skill involved, a lot of coordination involved to race, and a lot of guts.
Yeah. I guess being in this sport that we're in right now, just knowing that. You might have to experience some of that. You just go out there and do it just because you enjoy it enough.
How far do you guys want to go? How far do you want to go? You're 19. You got a long road ahead of you, man.
So
where do you want to end up with this?
You know, I honestly haven't really thought about it that far, but we're hoping to move up to a faster, different class next year. I'm not saying what class.
That's okay. We'll still be rooting for you.
Not 100% sure.
You're going to have to let us know.
And then I guess once that comes, we'll figure out what's next even after that. So not really sure right now, I guess.
Well, next year you can come on the show too.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be back for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, we are syndicated on 52 radio stations around the country. And what's the name off your sponsorship, please?
Just Allen Lawn Care and Landscaping. It is our home. It's my dad's company that he started.
And what city is he in?
It's in Des Moines, Iowa. So he started it a long time ago, and it's still going, and that's where I work right now. So.
Okay. Right. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. And then we have Professional Medical Management.
Yeah, Professional Medical Management is a couple of friends of ours. Okay. They're also from Des Moines, Iowa. And they started this, and what they do is they're in a place where you can, let's say if you hurt yourself, you can go over there and get an MRI, and they help you out. So, and they...
I need an MRI myself right now. I wish I was there. I'd go there right tomorrow.
So are they an urgent care facility?
That yes. Shoulder?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then Brady Truck Equipment and Metal Fabrication, they're also real good friends of ours, just actually have a shop in Des Moines, not that far from ours, and they just actually built this brand new trailer of ours for, and...
All right.
So...
Is that the one we saw today?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yep.
All right.
And then Concrete Company, known them for a while, Car Sound, these guys, all these... I guess all but one are from Des Moines.
Okay.
Car Sound is some friends of ours that own Car Sound and Stereo, and they do all kinds of stuff, electrical work type of stuff to vehicles, remote start, stuff like that. And they do a lot of our vinyl electrical work.
They do motorcycles too?
No, actually. No. Just I guess they could if you really want them to. They can do a lot of stuff.
That's some LED lights.
How about sound exactly. System? Sound boats, system LED boats lights.
Boats are a good business for that, for low voltage right
now.
Yeah. All right, what else we got, Bert?
Well, I think we covered about everything. You know, you guys are taking the water tomorrow at what time?
Noon. Our class goes out at noon.
And, you know, let's all everybody get out and support the races. And get your boat out there and anchored and get in position. They do shut down the channels. They do kind of shut down the pass. So they have the waves of when you can kind of come and go out of the pass. So, you know, you might want to plan your day, get out a little extra early so we can all enjoy the water and the event.
Yeah, look for us. We'll wave.
Okay.
You'll know it'll be all us. Right. We'll keep up. We'll be a little tender tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll see.
A 13-foot Nautica.
Yeah.
With 60 horse on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see
if you get stuck in traffic and you're not able to make it down to the beach, go check out the Racers Village. Go check out the boats.
Yeah,
it's really neat to see the technology, the size of the motors, the size of the boats, and just really see the rig and the setup and what it takes to get out there on the water and you know, participate in this type of sport. Hear those motors, guys.
They're so loud. God, they're so cool. Sorry. Well, I know you have a curfew tonight too.
That's one way of putting it, I guess. yeah. The physicals. For all the teams, it's tomorrow at 7:30. So, I mean, you got to be up by at least 6:30 to get your mind straight and get over there, take your physicals. Right after that is driver's meeting at 8:30.
You're not old enough anyways, but I bet some of these drivers are under curfews. Can't be out till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Sorry,
right?
Shepherds.
Sorry,
Shepherds. What? 6:30?
Shepherd's the place that all the boats go here.
Yeah.
And they go right on the beach and they go to the bar. It's cool. It's a fun spot.
Yeah, it's great on the weekends. They anchor out there in the water. You can hear the live music playing from the bar, and it's kind of this dual role where you can just be on the water and, you know, in a resort.
Incredible music, too. They have good stuff. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Great live music. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go.
Yeah, thanks. We're going to swap
Yeah, we're going to have Troy is next, right?
Yeah,
for the solar.
All right, Andre.
I'm going to tell you, it's not just cool to have you on the show, it's cool to meet you. Because, you know, at 19, you can be an inspiration for a lot of kids. You know, I mean, I know a lot of my kids' friends, because they grew up here on the beach, are really unmotivated. And to see somebody and say, you're 19 years old, what does he do? Well, he, you know, he works, for the race company, and he drives high-speed boats. You know, he's proof that you can do, and with your dad, you guys can do whatever you focus on doing. You work for it, you work hard, you practice, and you too could race boats if you wanted to.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of work involved.
It's
not just, hey, it's the weekend, we're going to race a boat.
It's
a lot of practice, a lot of hard work, a lot of repetition until it becomes permanently ingrained into your being on, you know, especially in the racing world with the little nuances, and you got to be quick on your feet and making changes so you don't, you know, spin out like you said before or, you know, being able to control a spin out to where it doesn't become a catastrophic event where you flip the boat and do some real damage. So
it consumes your life after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you might go out and race or practice, and something just isn't perfect. So you go back and you try to make it perfect, and then you go out again. It's just something else isn't perfect. So it just kind of keeps going on and on and on. You just keep adding stuff, make stuff better, and you can't just say, "Oh, the race is over. Let's go do something else."
Right.
I mean, it's always there. It's always going to be behind you. So
right. Celebrate for the day and start preparing the next day. And it looks like you got the formula for success with 3 first place finishes so far in the circuit, and
we've been
taking.
That's an important topic.
Absolutely. I mean, proof is in the pudding. You're doing all the right things, and you're a very impressive young man for 19 years old. You know, and as you're saying, you know, age doesn't make a difference. It's the effort and the quality of time you put into. You're obviously passionate about this sport, and it shows.
And again, we're gonna be rooting for you tomorrow. We'll even say a prayer for you tomorrow. We wish you the best of luck.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you
so
much
for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right. And don't forget, for those of you out there in the syndicate world of, you know, might be out there in the Midwest, if you're in the Iowa area, check out Team Allen Lawn Care at andlandscaping.com for your landscaping needs.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. Our next guest is going to be Troy Yarbrough. He is a solar expert on solar homes, and like I said before, we were talking about you know, the hurricanes and what it was like.
Love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. Solution. All I got for you.
side. Looks like the bridge of the most side. Phrases.
We're back on, guys. Any idea where we left off? Sorry, we were in a conversation and talking about solar. I was talking about my electric bill.
Right. Well, I believe we were talking straight through the music, so we don't even have an introduction.
Yeah, we don't have an introduction.
So let's start all over from the beginning.
Yeah, here we go.
I'm going to hurry up.
We're start from the beginning. Troy, we're talking about solar power. Troy is the solar power expert on the show today. The reason I have Troy on this show is Troy and I have been friends a long time. We've worked together in a few places. Troy's an awesome guy, and he's a good guy to deal with. He's also a very religious guy. So, you know, he's somebody you can trust in the business. What I can tell you is my electric bill this month, and this is why Troy's really here, was $580.
Wow.
Yeah, $580. Last month was $540. So I'm thinking about solar.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people are thinking about solar now. But yeah, I'm Troy with SetUpMySolar.com. We hope you visit our site at SetUpMySolar.com if you want to find out all there is to know about the ins and outs of how to get solar and to understand and get some education, because that's what we want you to be first and foremost before you call us, is educated. But yeah, Tommy, to make short and sweet, is you've been spending money with the power companies all these years, and now you can own it. The Florida legislature tried to fool everybody with Amendment 1 last year.
Yeah, I voted.
And it was really a kind of a heinous thing they were doing, is trying to subvert the people's minds to going solar. They were trying to limit the amount of solar they could do. But we won by a 73% margin last year.
Duke Energy wrote it.
Right. Duke Energy actually wrote the bill. And if that doesn't tell you why they did it, it's because they wanted that. And so Amendment 4 during August 30th of last year's primary election, the ballot, they changed that for Amendment 4 also.
Hey, I got to break in here for one moment. We have the boss calling in from Washington.
Yep. Hi, Dawn.
Hey, guys. Guess what? I am at the cutest pumpkin patch in the world. I'm here in Maryland. We're driving back to D.C. You wouldn't believe how big these pumpkins are. What is this place called?
Lovenberry.
Okay, we're in Maryland. And so, anyways, here's what's happening. Hi, honey. I miss you. So Hollywood Connections is going to continue on next week. We have a kids tasting test on the air with Aquamelon Water, a new coffee. We've got Michael Givens. He's a film director calling in from Coyote Ugly, Celestial Prophecy. The following week on Hollywood Connections, we have some really amazing Christian Film Festival, major producers and actresses. We also have one of the casting directors from God's Not Dead 3 calling in from L.A. So we have a power-packed Hollywood Connections coming up in the next, I would say, 2 weeks. But guys, I just want to call you and tell you doing a great job, my brother and my husband. And wait till you see the pumpkin that I just found. I want to take it home with me, but it's like, I don't know how much that weighs. I don't know.
It won't be carry on, Dawn.
I know. It's so fun out here. Oh my gosh. All right, how's my husband doing?
He's doing good. We were on the boat today. We think we found the problems with the vac leak, so that's a good thing.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yes, we did. We did find a problem on the engine, so let's hope that is the problem that we've been searching for.
Okay. Okay. Well, Peter, Blake, I miss you too, and we're heading back to D.C. to stay at a really cool hotel, and I'm going to jump in the indoor pool. And it's chilly up here in Maryland, D.C. Seriously. I'm, like, wearing fur. Fur. All right, everybody.
You're from Wisconsin.
I will talk to you later. Sorry to interrupt. I'm the driver. Oh, honey. By the way, my husband that's listening, I have me driving an SUV. Like, I feel like a record label hip-hop owner. It's, like, amazing. Yeah. Guess who's the driver? Me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And I told them they could feel very safe in the car. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, we got to get one picture. We got to go. I will see you tomorrow, honey. Love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye, Tommy.
Bye, Dawn. Love you.
Show.
All right, back to Troy, guys.
That's cool. I'm going to have my wife call in next.
Oh, that's my sister, dude. I love her to death.
Yeah, she sounds awesome.
She's awesome.
Yeah. So as far as getting you solar, you know, setupmysolar.com is a one-stop website that you can go on and browse, and all of our contact information is there. But as far as the amendments, that's what makes it all possible for you now, Tommy. Amendment 1 says that you can actually do this, and we offset your bill for you. So instead of you paying for actual power from Duke Energy or one of those, you're actually producing energy, and that production offsets the consumption at a 1-to-1 ratio. And, of course, Amendment 4 says because your property value will go up, obviously as an improvement, you're actually going to get an increase in your equity value of your home. Depending on where you're at, obviously that'll make the difference on the cost, the value. But the reality is that you don't have to pay tax on that improvement, and that's a real benefit for the Floridian people of Florida.
Absolutely. Somebody told me once, too, that that if you if you use low energy that month and you're producing and you're putting back on the grid,
right,
that they've gotten checks from Duke Energy or whoever it was to pay for putting power back on the grid.
Right, right. Well, that's a little bit of a misconception, Tommy, and I'll tell you why. Because the amendment clearly reads that you have to have the offset in order to, you know, to actually get the ratio. But if you do overproduce, there is usually they buy back at a wholesale rate, whatever happens that happens to be at this time. But either way, you don't pay them, and that's really what matters.
Right. I would really think it would be hilarious to see a check from Duke Energy.
all you got to do is buy stock from Duke, then you have no problem.
Yeah.
Right? You get a big check every month.
Or have a big solar panel field and just, get the whole neighborhood on it.
Right.
Now, like I said before, I'm not a big solar guy. I'm a low voltage guy.
Right.
Okay? I see the big solar panels on the roof. I've seen them a lot of times where they're not on the roof, too, where they've mounted them in a yard.
Yeah, ground mounts.
Ground mounts.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about tiles, too, that are turning into solar panels.
Yeah, our buddy Elon Musk at Tesla, they do a great job. I got a shout out to him because he's really, we're not really competitors in this industry. We're really on the same team. You know, they just happen to have a different, product that they're offering or coming out. And I'm kind of excited to see him succeed, honestly, because it does. It's just going to give us more opportunity for people to be able to offer that type of product that are in the higher end. For the average consumer like me, kind of a blue-collar guy, you're probably going to look at what you're going to do as a roof mount with the company that you trust and that will be able to give you a warranty with the service and make sure they do a good job. What's really good about a lot of the companies here in Florida that have come on board, a lot of them have been here for a long time doing either pool solar or hot water heater solar. So a lot of them are very well-versed and, very educated about what they're doing now. And it's really exciting to see the industry explode the way it is in Florida right now because it's just making it so much easier for people to save money.
Well, the hot water thing, and I was actually in a conversation with somebody about this the other day, about, hot water. That's why I turned mine down because
right. The
conversation was, listen, you could cut a third of your bill by turning your water down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize because mine was cranked up to 165.
Kind of like a really hot shower, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
But, I turned it down to, 110, 120. That's
yeah, but did you like it at 160?
No.
You didn't like it at 160?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, no, it was 160 is a little too warm. But,
okay.
We just adjusted it. I just wanted it to be there if I wanted it.
Right. Exactly. Know? Exactly.
So, like I said, I adjusted that, but... Okay, so if I took a third of my bill away by just doing a solar hot water heater.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be an awesome thing. And it was funny because it was during the hurricanes when I had no hot water. I had enough in my tank to last 2 days.
Would have been great if you had some solar panels you could have just turned on, huh?
Yeah, it wouldn't have been great to have hot water to take a shower because...
Yeah.
To me,
imagine how much you could have gotten for one of them hot showers too. Probably
you're
the only game in town, right?
Right.
If $20, $5 for hot shower.
Yeah,
you'd probably be a good neighbor and probably let your neighbors come free.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's awesome. Have.
And my daughter, that was her big complaint is no hot shower. Mine, it was. Do you want what was more important? I asked this question the other day: coffee or a hot shower in the morning? To me, I have to have that hot shower.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I can go without coffee. I'll be crabby. but right. I can go without coffee. I can't function without a hot shower in the morning.
Right.
So, like I said, just that. Or the pool. We're getting into colder months real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of people have pool. It doesn't get used. It turns green. It looks like garbage in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even bother cleaning it because, it's cold. You can't go in it anyways. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say you had, a solar heater for your pool. you get to use it.
Right. Well, the funny thing about solar heaters, and I'm not real, there's a lot of guys out there that sell it, so I don't slight them, and there's a market out there for it, but you know, you're really only going to use a pool heater if you want 2 extra months of heater in the pool. And from my studies and dealing with a lot of professionals around Tampa Bay, most of them will tell you you're only going to get about 5, maybe 10 degrees warmer than the outside temperature anyway. So if it's 55 degrees, hey, if you don't want to swim in 65 degree weather, it's not going to really matter. You know, so that's, you
that's
know,
spend, good information.
Spend a lot of money on a panel. But not to say that if you're an avid pool, you know, you want that 2 months, by all means. Generally, our lady friends, our wives and daughters are the ones that really want you to spring for that kind of program. Because, you know, generally they're colder by nature. No disrespect, ladies. But that's who really buys pool solar. Is the guys are could care less. We like it cool because we're hot-blooded in most cases.
Yeah,
most of us do. So, but getting back to the full photovoltaic about why people are doing this, is really to save money. You said $535 as your last bill?
$585.
Okay. So I want you to put yourself in this Yeah, that's huge. Let me ask you this. Put yourself in this scenario. If I could come to your house like most professionals can do today, and I can show you a way where you wouldn't have to have any money out of pocket because of the federal rebates that are available now, increase your property value by $20,000+, and get either 20 to 40% lower bill day one without any money out of pocket, can you think of any reason why you wouldn't?
I think it's just pure common sense.
It's pure common sense. Yeah. The biggest thing is, and I've heard recently, I was talking to a lady in her senior years, and there's so much misconception about solar, about burning houses down and all this, which is really funny because after I learned all these reasons, people are like almost fearful of going solar because they've been conditioned for so long to buy their power from a third party, like we won't say their names, for so many years. It's because those guys control the market. Unfortunately, they've controlled their mind. It's really funny that when Nikola Tesla first included electricity, a lot of people were afraid. You know what came out the same year? Old Sparky, the electric chair. So obviously they associated electricity with being electrocuted. And so therefore, for many, many houses, they didn't go electric for a long time. Well, I got news for you, folks. If you're going to wait for solar, if you go past the next 18, 25, 30 months, you're going to miss out on the government incentives. You know, right now there's a 30% tax credit for people that go solar. And 54 million people are going to go solar in the next 5 years. That's what's predicted. Yeah, so you might as well take advantage of the opportunity the government's giving you, the environment's giving you. There are a lot of hardworking solar professionals out here today helping people out. And go to setupmysolar.com. Our numbers are there if you want to get a free consultation with us and learn all about the amendments, all about our products, all about our services, and we'll be able to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you live in Florida and you're not taking advantage of our natural environment of sunshine and generating
your own... Well, the tax says Sunshine State.
Right, absolutely.
On the back of the tag.
Yeah, I mean, hello. Come on, hello. So you got free energy coming from the sky, and all you got to do is capture it. Let's, you know, I think it's a great idea, solar energy. I know my company, being in the outdoor industry, we stand behind solar energy.
Excellent.
As well. And Premier Outdoor Living and Design, we stand behind the solar energy as well. And we're looking for ways to encourage our homeowners to also go solar.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm glad we got a partner.
Yeah. You guys got to swap cards.
Yeah, for sure. Too. For sure.
We'll do.
For sure.
And, well, another thing, I have a question. Because a lot of people think, I would think that they would think solar is kind of like a satellite dish. You know, when the clouds are there, it doesn't work.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good point. Actually, you get about 60% production during overcast days. It's been found because we do live in the southern hemisphere of the United States. We're actually producing more sunlight than other states. Some of the panels in our winter, even that we found off of inspection, are actually producing more than the manufacturer had thought possible with the sun hours we're getting. So in other words, some of the offsets even higher than we anticipated. And I think you'll see a change in some of the labeling next year, unless it's Florida. You know, they'll probably make some variation change on the actual production of the power that's coming out of three. We're using anywhere from 290 to 335. The big boys are coming out 360 kilowatt panels right now.
Yeah, so, you know, another thing I want to say, but we were talking about the hurricanes too.
Yeah,
is, you know, finding gas, and if you have, you know, some of the big tanks, sorry, you don't have to worry about that. Finding power, things like that. Not being able to cook for your family, you know, because you can't find gas. And what are you going to do, burn wood? There's wood on the ground, I mean, if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with solar, you have that access to, you know, support your family, to support your life.
Sure,
And where it's readily not available now.
Right.
You know, or at that time.
Yeah, it wasn't definitely a financial opportunity for people as it is right now. I mean, what you have to understand is, Tommy, I can literally come to your house, put the solar panels on your house. Generally takes between 6 and 12 weeks, depending on the municipality and licensing the electric power company, things like they kind of slow down the process a little bit for us. But once your power's up and running, your solar's up and running, literally you're going to be able to enjoy a power bill that's 20, 40% less, usually most of the time right off the bat. In addition to that, you're not going to have to worry about the future increases, that 5+% annual increases. Some of the power companies right now are raising the rates as much as 12, 8, 10% a year annually, folks. So most people don't know this, but back in 1955, the average power cost in Central Florida was $11 a month. So do the math, guys. In 20 years, it's $200, $300, $400, $500 now. Yeah, so so now you're spending $1,000 in your retirement age for just power. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
That's a huge chunk of change for power.
Huge.
Okay, so if somebody looked at you and they said, well, Troy, how much solar do I need?
Well, that's a great question, and that's one of the reasons we put our website out, setupmysolar.com. We have a comprehensive guide right on setupmysolar.com. We can go on. You can actually plug in your application based on your what your perceived kilowatt hours are, what your perceived payment is, what your the municipality you're using, whether it be Duke or REC or, you know, Tampa Electric, whatever, any of those, Lakeland Electric we're dealing with too. Any one of those people, whatever you're buying your kilowatt hours in Bartow the other day, 13.5 cents a kilowatt in Bartow, one of the highest in the state of Florida.
Wow.
Right now, guys, just to let you know, Hawaii was where we're at 9 years ago. You know what Hawaii's kilowatt cost is today? 55 cents a kilowatt.
Wow.
Mm.
9 years later. Right.
That's
exactly.
Insane.
It's crazy. So this gives you the freedom that all Americans enjoy to have the ownership of their power. It gives makes them responsible about what they're doing. And at the end of the day, it's better for the customer, better for the environment. And, you know, but if you want to do that, you just give us a free consultation. Go to setupmysolar.com. Do the application there. One of our friendly staff will call you, schedule a free consultation appointment. And right now, my boss may kill me on the other line, but we're going to put up a promotion for anybody that calls us and puts in this code 106.1. If you do that, we'll make sure that if you go solar, we'll take care of your first 3 months of your solar payments.
Awesome. Hey, can they ask for you directly?
They can ask for me, Troy, but, you know, we have a great staff. So and just let them know that they heard it on 106.1. They're guaranteed the first 3 months payments. And, you know, we just want to incentivize everybody, especially those that are in your listing area here in Pinellas County and around the country, to give us a call.
All right. We do got to talk a few minutes about backyard barbecues. I know that.
Let's do that.
Backyard kitchens.
I'm all about that. It's maybe the man I am today.
Well, you are coming to my house.
I know,
for
right?
For the barbecues. And I want you to start off with the, let's talk about what you guys do. If you've never walked into the backyard and seen a kitchen, a wonderful, beautiful kitchen in your backyard, gas, that's what this guy's all about. So go ahead.
Okay. Absolutely. So yeah, my name's John Macris. I'm with Premier Outdoor Living and Design. I'm hosting the Man Cave here with Bert and Tommy. It's a great honor and a privilege. But we at Premier come into your backyard. We sit down. We do a design consultation with you. We sit down. We get your dream on paper, really see what functionality you need, what space you want, and then we're able to sit down with you on the site, take measurements of your existing living space, pull that into 3D, and then draw into that area what we're looking to do with a 2D layout and really get a good idea of what there is available for your backyard. And not just in the outdoor kitchen realm, we're able to do pergolas, fire features, water features,
wow.
And you know, paved areas as well.
That's awesome.
So if you're looking to do a pavilion, being that we're a state certified CGC, we can give you a beautiful Key West style pavilion with open
wow.
rafters,
wow.
tongue and groove wood ceilings. And
I think I know who I'm going to have the next patio designed by now.
Yeah, love to come out and do one for
you. Guys work something out with each other.
For sure.
Solar for kitchens, absolutely.
There you go.
But it's just, the great part for me is I grew up here in Clearwater on the beach, and my grandmother and cooking, and I've, you know, got the restaurant industry is deep in my blood, in my veins, and what it meant for me growing up on the beach is always being outside and cooking outside with the family and creating memories with family. So I get to go and help people not only put a beautiful kitchen together, increase the value of their property,
right,
and you know, it's really giving them an environment in which they can stay home, have resort style living in their house, and be able to create those memories with their families.
Yeah, I mean, to a lot of people now, I use my backyard, okay, but then I have kids. But to a lot of people, that backyard is just empty space. It grows
right.
weeds, or it's a place for the dog to go to the bathroom. So
right.
it's the truth.
Yeah, for sure.
And when you have something like this in your yard, it's usable. And we talked last time about how I have a lot of customers who will cook outside to save from heating inside of the house in the summertime.
Absolutely. You know, that's a great idea.
Because that heat just goes outside.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
and, but you're the guy to talk to about that.
Yeah, so. Please give us a call. You can check us out online at www.premieroutdoorlivinganddesign.com, or you can give us a call at our office, 727-812-1762, and book an appointment with one of our design consultants. And we'll be able to come out there and really just work with you. We work with your budget. We can do something small all the way to, like I was saying, we can create a resort-style living area for you in your backyard. And you never have to leave. Just come home, kick off the shoes, put on the flip-flops, and go on your back porch and just disappear.
Yeah, it sounds like your own little piece of paradise, your own oasis, huh?
Well, that's what your home is supposed to be. It's
supposed
to be your palace, your paradise.
Your cave.
You know, and your cave.
Yeah.
And
real quick, guys, I got an announcement here from Don Reese about the show here. Stand by. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, are we ready? I'm in the car, but I have a second. Are you there?
Yep, we're here.
Oh, thank you. I forgot to announce we have a new audience on the StarCom network. We want to welcome them. They're listening on Saturdays and Sundays now from 3 to 4. We're super excited. So we have some new listeners on the 47 stations as well as the Tantalk network. And we just saw a dead deer on the road. Okay. Anyways, I did not hit it. But okay, that's the good news, everybody. So StarCom network, the show will be on 47 other stations next week. All righty. Driving. Bye.
All right. But like I said before, that's what it's all about, really, is to make your house into a paradise. You know, it's unusable. You know, if you can save money on power and have energy when there's a hurricane and there's no power anywhere else, and you know, you go in your backyard and you
well,
walk
if you got
to
be stuck someplace, might as well be in paradise, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And during a hurricane, is the best place to be in your backyard.
Yeah, go to your outside bar, make a cocktail,
yeah.
and enjoy. You got solar power keeping the house.
Really
going.
Can run the blenders, right? For
absolutely.
The margaritas and mai tais.
Got the ice maker going.
If you're
in the blenders.
Florida, you know all about sun. You know, you have hurricane parties, right, guys?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I was on a job not long ago. We were putting speakers up by a pool, and I went out real quick and. The customer wasn't home, and he's like, well, by the way, there's a fridge out back, there's some water, bottled water, there's soda, there's stuff like that. 1 minute? Okay, yeah, guys, we're going to give Troy 1 minute.
Yep, plug your website.
Okay, yeah, Troy at setupmysolar.com, and you can go right online and find everything you need to know about us. Setupmysolar.com, we'd be happy to help you with that, and you can call us also at 813-400-3287. That's 813-400-3287 or setupmysolar.com.
All right. And Dawn, I love you. Thanks for having me as your guest host today. Honey, I'll be home in a little bit. And we have company coming for a barbecue.
Yes. Outdoor barbecue.
Yes.
Outdoor barbecue.
In the Oasis.
You want a taste test? Then get in line, yeah. We keep the grill fire.